This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program so obviously preposterous it should not fool anyone, ever. A growing number of states are filing suit against companies that mail sweepstakes entries to millions of Americans. The states are critical of the mailings, contending that the language gives a mistaken impression, especially to elderly citizens, that if they buy magazines, their chances of winning a big cash prize are improved. The federal government is also interested in this topic. Let's listen to a recent exchange in the Senate Committee on Bald-Faced Lying, where Subcommittee Chair Lois Flunky quizzed Hamilton Blather of Gullible Readers Clearinghouse.
Now, in the space where it says Albert Fletcher of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, we put 20 million different names there for various mailings. Everybody knows that.
Are you saying, Mr. Blather, that you don't believe your sweepstakes mailings to Mr. Fletcher fooled him into thinking you were writing to him personally?
Senator, we're a big company at Gullible Readers Clearinghouse, and the measly $12.95 that Mr. Fletcher's willing to fork over for his annual subscription to Fly Fisher Gal magazine barely covers the cost of the two dozen or so mailings we send him each year. Cheapskates like Mr. Fletcher are bleeding us dry. Why doesn't he load up on some expensive magazine? That's the real tragedy here, not some misunderstanding about wording.
Still, you have to admit the wording is deceptive.
These mailings don't fool anybody. When we said, "Congratulations, Albert Fletcher, you've won $11 million," he knew what that meant. He knew he would only win if we picked his name.
It says right here in the large print that he's won.
Yes, and in the small print it says, if the conditions are met.
Mr. Fletcher is 89 years old and the small print is hard to read.
Yes. Well, an old goat like him's been around long enough to know there's no free ride. You shouldn't have to read the small print to figure that out.
I find these tactics underhanded and very troubling, Mr. Blather, and I think you owe Mr. Fletcher and the thousands like him a very sincere apology.
And we have an apology, Senator. In fact, we have a lavish all-expenses-pay apology that includes airfare and hotel accommodations at the Maui Royal Ambassador and $500,000 in spending money. And this apology has been reserved in the name of Albert M. Fletcher of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, if his name is the one chosen to receive it.
That sounds like a generous offer, Mr. Blather. So you'll fly Mr. Fletcher to Hawaii?
Yes, absolutely we will, if he's the winner.
And you'll change your tactics?
Senator, we will immediately cease and desist our relentless peddling of overpriced magazine subscriptions and turn all our attention to raising money for charity, including research on fighting big diseases and buying equipment for children's hospitals. And we'll do it all in your name, Senator Lois Flunky, if it meets with the approval of our board of directors.
Well, that sounds real good. My name will be on it?
Your name is on it, right here on this paper.
Oh. I'd like to see this happen as soon as possible.
Well, all you have to do is put the gold sticker in the blue box, Senator, then move the stickers representing the magazines you're most interested in to the shaded area below the gold sticker, enclose a check, and get it in the mail by midnight tonight.
Okay, I'll have my staff see to that right away.
Well, be sure to enclose your personal check or money order. Don't send cash.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Blather.
Thank you.
The committee will recess for 15 minutes to fill out their forms. Sounds like a pretty good deal. I think I put him in that place.
An excerpt from Senate hearings on the direct mail sweepstakes industry. Senator Flunky's office later issued a clarification, asserting that she knew all along she was being misled and only wanted to see how deep a hole Hamilton Blather would dig for himself. A spokesman for Gullible Readers Clearinghouse said Senator Flunky's comments will not adversely affect her chance at winning the big prize.